Okay, it's Robert News Rewired with Philip John from the Litchfield blog, one of the new breed of hyperlocal sites. What is the Litchfield blog? Tell us what it is and how it works.
Okay, so it's basically a community-run news website about Litchfield city and the surrounding area. It's run completely by volunteers, just off our own back in our spare time.
And is that's a news site? Does it go up against the local paper? Is it filling a gap?
So we run straight news. We don't really provide any comment, nothing like that. We just kind of report what's going on, very straightforward. We effectively compete with the local paper, the Litchfield Mercury.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, it's great. We've got a really good following. We've got about 10,000 unique visitors every month. We've kind of got a nice little community. There's a lot of contributors we've got now as well. We've got about 15 contributors. And it's really kind of good, feel-good kind of thing to be involved in.
And how does a hyperlocal site like your own, and I think you're going to see a lot more crop up this year, fit in with the local established media, some of whom are dying away? I think you had a local paper die in your area. How does it all fit together? How do you see that going this year?
At the moment, very much we're just kind of apart. I know of cases where existing local media have been very they don't like the kind of hyper-local scene, and they don't like the idea, and often they're kind of very much aggressive towards them.
Okay.
We haven't had that problem, that's been fine, but at the moment there's no kind of collaboration at all, but I see that happening this year, collaboration of some kind. I'm not really sure how that would work, how it would pan out, but I see that happening this year, definitely.
That's interesting. The key question, of course, is, as I said, I think you'll see a lot of these sites crop up, but can they finance themselves? Are you able to make money at the moment? Can you sustain it?
At the moment, we're sustaining ourselves in terms of financially. We have obviously hosting costs, and we have adverts on the site that pay for those, so that's okay. But in terms of actually the time that gets put in, we're way off being able to actually pay for that. But I do believe that a combination of different kind of revenue generation ideas will eventually come together, and I'm thinking this is the year that it's going to happen. We'll get to a point where we generate enough revenue to be able to say pay someone and pay ourselves in order to kind of make sure it carries on going. It might not make profit or a lot of profit if it does, but I think it can sustain itself eventually.
I think you mentioned that you're making what, £60 a month from Adiply banner ads at the moment, right?
Yeah, we've got Adiply on there, which at the moment we've only got the text ads, but we can do rich media now, and that generates £60 a month.
So you think this year you'll be able to make a salary for yourself besides just paying for the hosting costs?
I think maybe not for myself, but maybe for another journalist to get on there, maybe to pay the existing journalists that we do have. Maybe that could work this year.
Interesting. And when you look at the other hyperlocals that are cropping up, how confident are you that they can sort of make it pay for themselves as well?
I think for other hyperlocals it's not as easy, and I say that because with Litchfield Blog we've got a very good system. We've got Ross, who's basically the journalist. Right. He does most of the articles, and then myself, who does the tech and the kind of strategic stuff. Most hyperlocals obviously in startup don't have that range. They have perhaps the journalistic, or they have a bit of journalistic and a bit of tech. They don't have the full range to be able to do that. So what I'm thinking is being able to provide what I do for Litchfield Blog to other hyperlocals.
Right.
And help them to create their own hyperlocal and maybe provide those tools to make money from it as well.
Kind of like a hyperlocal Tsar.
Sort of, yeah.
Hyperlocal at large.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I mean, I kind of, you mentioned earlier about the network, I kind of see that probably the way to do it is to all group together and all help each other out. So maybe if I develop some way of making money using Litchfield Blog, why not provide that to other hyperlocal site owners in some way, whether it's part of a network or what.
Interesting. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.